Tanakh says, Parashat Mesha Aleph, cloud got Amru B'Shvit, a major cloud was said regarding Hilchus Shvit. Now, in the previous paragraph, we also had a major cloud regarding Shvit, and in this paragraph, we're going to discuss a different type of cloud regarding Hilchus Shvit. Karam Yuchad L'Maychu Adam, and Oysim Yemenu Mulugma L'Adam, Vein Tzarech L'Emer L'Behema, any food which grows on Shvit, and has Kedusha Shvit, and that type of food is normally used to be eaten by people. That's the type of food that would be eaten by animals. You're not allowed to use that food to make a malugma for a person, to make it into a paste, to put it on a wound for a person. And certainly, you cannot use it as a paste, to put it on the wound of an animal. As Chazal learned out from a puzzle, that parrots that have caduceus feet have to be used in the normal way that those parrots are used, that the parrots are normally eaten. That's how they have to be used. You can't take those parrots that are normally eaten by people and to make a paste out of it, to put it on a wound. Any food that grows on Shvit, but this food is not normally fed to people, the type of food that is fed to animals. Such a food does have Kedusha Shvit, the animal feed also has Kedusha Shvit. You could use that food to make a paste out of it to put it on the wound of a person, but you cannot make a paste out of that food to put it on the wound of an animal. And animal food also has to be used in a normal way that animal food is used. And animal food is not normally used to make a paste out of it to put it on the wound of a behemoth, but sometimes animal food would be used to make a paste out of it to put it on the wound of a person. So it would be mutter to take the animal food which grew on spheres and have conditioned spheres and make a malukma out of it to be used for a person. Anything that grows on spheres that normally is not used for food for people, and it's not even used for animal feed. If this thing that grows on Shvit, when you picked it from the ground, you had in mind to use it either as food for people or to feed it to animals. In such a case, it would have Kedusha Shvit since you had in mind to use it for food. It would have the stringencies of food that's used for people, or food that's used for animals. In the case that you had in mind to use it for food for people, would have the stringency of Mayachu Adam. And the stringency is, like we said before, that food that's used for people, you cannot use it to make a paste out of it to put it on a wound. And if when you picked it, you had in mind to use it for animal feed, then it would have the chumra of food that grows on feet that's used for animal feed. And the Mefarshim explained the chumra that the Mishnah is referring to is the chumra that you're not allowed to cook this food. As Chazal learned out from a pasuk, you cannot change parrot's feet from its normal state. And since the normal state of animal feet is wrong, you cannot cook it. As by cooking it, you are changing it from its normal state. You don't normally cook food that is fed to animals. So therefore, since you had in mind when you picked it to feed it to animals, you have to give it to the animals raw. You cannot cook it. It's used instead for firewood. In such a case, if when you picked it, you did not have in mind to use it as food, you had in mind to use it for firewood, in such a case, it would not have Kedusha Shvias at all. As Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shvias, and even though these plants are edible, since you did not have in mind to use it for food, you had in mind to use it for Eitzim, it had the same din as Eitzim. And what's an example of plants that are edible but are sometimes used for Eitzim? Sia, Azo, and Krundus. These are different types of Hysop. Even though they are edible, they are often used for firewood. Sacha Shvias Parachas Mishnah Beis. Shvias Nidna L'Achilo L'Shtia. Parish spheres that grow on spheres and have Kedusha spheres can be benefited from in one of three ways. Either you can eat it or you can drink it. For example, you have grapes that grow on spheres. You can make wine out of it and drink it, or you can smear it on your body. You have olives that grow on spheres. You can make oil out of it and smear it on your body. These are the only three ways you're allowed to benefit from parish spheres. Even though you're not allowed to cause a loss to parish spheres, you're not allowed to let parish spheres go to waste. But you only have to eat it in the normal way that it's eaten. If it got ruined and it's not all that edible anymore, you're not mechuyev to eat it anymore. You're allowed to let it go to waste. The Mishnah is also teaching us that parish spheres have to be eaten in the normal way that it's eaten. If the type of parish spheres that you have is normally eaten raw, you're not allowed to cook it. Since it's normally eaten raw, that's the way it has to be eaten. Or vice versa, if it's normally eaten cooked, you're not allowed to eat it raw. You have to eat it in the way that it's normally eaten. That which we said you're allowed to smear parish spheres on your body, that's only if it's something that's normally smeared on your body. But something that's not normally used to smear on your body is considered causing a loss of perish spheres by smearing it on your body, since that's not the way it's normally used. If you have wine or vinegar from perish spheres, you can't smear them on your body, since wine or vinegar is not normally used to smear on your body, but if you have oil from perish spheres, you would be allowed to smear it on your body, and that's the way shemen is normally used. It's not causing a loss to perish spheres by smearing shemen on your body, since shemen is normally used in that fashion.
Okay.
Just like perish spheres can only be benefited from with achilas shtiyah and sicha, so too truma and ma'aser sheni can only be benefited from with achilas shtiyah and sicha. You cannot benefit from them in any other way. There is a leniency by perish spheres that we don't find by truma or ma'aser sheni. Shemen of spheres, you can use it to light a nir. Not only could it be used for sicha, for smearing on your body, you can also use it for alakas and nir. That is one of the benefits that is mutter for shemen of spheres, as opposed to truma or ma'aser sheni. Truma tahar cannot be used for hadlakas and nir, although truma tmeya, truma that had become tummy, could be used for hadlakas and nir, but truma tahara cannot be used for hadlakas and nir, and ma'aser sheni also cannot be used for hadlakas and nir. But shemen of spheres is mutter to be used for hadlakas and nir, even if the shemen spheres had not become tummy, even if it's tar, you're allowed to use it for hadlakas and nir.